that you forced
it
me
wasn't
to make.
A group decision. You understand? I gotta make it clear.
Glenn and I still have issues surrounding me.
We ain't got no issues. We know what happened, and I'm just trying to make sure that the story is being told. Aggression.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 218 of
How Married Are You? Okay, my name Belief. This is Yvette. We married 13 years. Live in California. We got four kids. Relationships scary. It's very necessary. We share our love of struggles. We ask how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions. We got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
One, two, three, and...
I'm going to take a video of this really quick because we are recording the How Married Are You podcast. And look at how our child is just sitting over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love him.
Man, yesterday we had a good time, me and Raya, in the backyard. We were exercising, working on the boxing stuff, and just working on technique and trying to, you know, all that stuff. I really want to get out there with him more. I had a lot of fun, and we were jump roping and all that stuff. And he's really, he's like way stronger than anybody thinks. Like he's got a strong punch.
Oh no,
like
I think he's strong.
Like a man, like a like a man. So technique wise, he's not as coordinated. He's not very coordinated. But you know, we keep working on it. He's gonna be really good. So I had a fun time out there with him yesterday. It was really dope.
All right, so the other day, Anaya and Uzi were riding around town with me while the boys were in music, and Uzi all of a sudden asked the question, what happens when we grow up? And Anaya responded, puberty. And I was like, do you mean puberty? And then he was like, yeah. And then Uzi went on to say, when he gets to puberty, he's going to chop off his.
What?
And then Anaya goes like, dad?
Because of the vasectomy.
And then I had to like go.
Please tell me you got this on camera, on video, or audio.
I was driving.
It was crazy.
It was too much. I know. I was like, I need to record this, and I can't. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But so then it leads to me saying, oh no, Anaya, like he still has his thing. I'm like telling them he still has his, you know what? I don't know if you can say it on YouTube or not, so I'm not saying it. I explained what a vasectomy was, you know, like so he couldn't have any more children. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, he has children? And then the whole conversation, I was just like, and then she started to like make sense of it on her own or whatever. She was just like, so it's like mom and dad. And I was like, yeah, but we can talk about this another time because I wasn't ready to have that conversation in that moment.
She's about to
have
her
like,
world rocked.
Oh my goodness, this is too much right now. But it was a lot for me to be talking to a 6 and a 4-year-old child.
Yeah.
It's like I got caught up real quick.
Yeah. Y'all, make sure you like these videos, man. Like the video, leave us a review, subscribe to the channel, all the things, man. It's just really helpful when you guys do that. It helps us get our message out there, positive, you know, stories about marriage, positive stories about life and love, and especially black love, and not a way that is kind of what people are clicking on nowadays, man. Like, it seems like people really love, you know, like this toxic gender war reality that people are living in. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to see your timeline, your algorithm affected by, you know, what we're doing and more positive stuff, positivity and wholesome content, man, you gotta like that. You gotta share it. You gotta subscribe to it. You gotta support it. And don't gatekeep it so that it doesn't grow and it's not your little thing that you protect anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, let it grow to what it's supposed to be so that we can keep doing it and we don't quit because we're not making any money off of this. All right. what you got, babe?
I would also like to remind you guys that we have the How Married Are You? I'm sorry, no.
Unplugged.
I would like to remind you guys that we have the Unplugged Retreat coming up May 10th through the 13th. It is a retreat that is specifically for moms. It is an invitation for you to just fuel up, to just come and actually just be, just exist. You can choose to participate in all the things that we've got planned. I tried not to plan it too much because I know how that is when we are the ones who are the keepers of the calendar and we're always being pulled in all the different directions. I do want this to be a time of rest. And so basically I am trying to create space for you to be able to do just that, to rest, to be able to connect with yourself, to be able to connect with God, and to be able to connect with other women that you may not have time to connect with otherwise. And so if you are someone who is in the need of just a moment for yourself, if you need something right now to look forward to as you keep on keeping on through motherhood and wifehood and working or staying at home or in all the different hats that you wear, this retreat is for you. And I'd love for you to join me. You can find all the details at YvetteHenry.com. That's YvetteHenry.com. And early registration ends February 29th. I'm not sure when this episode comes out, so it may already be February 29th. But if it's not, you better hurry up and get that early registration because tickets go to full price March 1st.
Yep. Yeah. And so we've been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes that's going on. It's crazy over here how busy we are. But, you know, making time to be here and record these podcasts is pretty awesome. So the fact that we've been consistent, shout out to consistency. I had episodes scheduled and I didn't even know I had them scheduled. I was like, I didn't upload it last week's episode and it was already up. And I was like, okay, I'm a little bit more prepared than I thought I was. But
good job, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we do have a couple emails and there's a lot of things happening on the, you know, in society right now that we should be talking about. But like, okay. The movie, the show I've been watching, Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime, is incredible. I'm only on like episode 5, but it's good. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't stop watching it. Like, I haven't been in like a show hole or whatever, like whatever you call it is. Like, I haven't been this like binged on anything.
Can you just take a minute so I can catch up? Because I was planning on watching that show.
I'll watch it again. That's how good. Oh. I'll start from episode 1 and watch it again. Okay. It's so good.
How many episodes are there? And is it only one season?
Yeah, eight in one season.
Hate it.
But it's...
When did the season come out?
It just came out. It's new. It's brand new.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get... I'm glad because I like to get it over with.
In and out.
I like to get over with because I don't want to be there like I was with Game of Thrones.
Oh my
gosh. I watched all 10 seasons of Game of Thrones in like 8 days? Oh no,
you
eight
did
seasons
it.
In 10 days.
It was definitely less than 2 weeks. Yeah. I was like...
Oh man,
wow.
I was in the shower watching it.
He was in the shower.
I was in there just kind of looking up, peeking through. It was so crazy. I had one earbud in.
He would be like, washing dishes, watching it. He'd be cooking,
the
watching
it. The kids be coming up like, get out of here. You can't see this. It's crazy.
He was watching
that. Yeah, I don't want that much commitment ever again.
But that was 2020. Everybody was doing something.
Yeah, getting weird. But yeah, I feel like this show, you know, Donald Glover to me.
He's talented.
he makes stuff that you kind of just feel. Like you feel the characters, personalities. And I'm not saying that he's behind it. I know he didn't create it, but he is a producer, director on it, I think. Someone else wrote it, Francesca. I can't remember her last name. But, man, the show is so, the characters are so complete to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it really does remind me of ATL. Like, it feels like I'm as attached to the characters, you know?
Hmm.
And it has this kind of feeling that is very creative. It's just very creative. And have you seen the movie Mrs. and Mrs. Mr. and
Is
Mr.
that
Smith?
With Angelina Jolie
and Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen it.
Right.
It's been a long time.
So I guess, you know, the movie is like complete trash compared to this, right? Now, I'm not saying that it's a bad movie or anything like that, but like to know how deep you could have gone with the concept.
Okay, so it's the same concept.
It's the same concept.
Because that's what I figured it was. I thought it was a spinoff of that movie, but then when I saw the characters and I was like, they don't look nothing like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
No, no. It is so smart. Like, you know, I just get tired of watching the same shows. And I'm just like, this is, I already know what's going to happen. You can almost guess everything that's going to happen with a lot of the shows that we are fed. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And so it makes me want to be more
creative. So
it's
one of those where it's like you weren't expecting that to happen?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think so. I'm always kind of like, what the heck? Like, like you just almost kind of fall in love with a piece of like a character and then, you know, like something happens. Mm. And yeah, it reminds me of The Boys a little bit, you know, because it's like the anti-hero. It's not as like gross as The Boys, because The Boys is gross. But it reminds me of just like, oh, yeah, this is a really cool concept. And how deep can you go with it? And they just go deep with it. Like, you know, all the like, you know, difficulty of two assassins living together and working on their marriage while they're killing people. Like, it's just like, what a crazy concept.
Interesting.
Because it's based on marriage.
Okay.
It is freaking fire.
Oh, we definitely need to watch that together.
Yeah.
What the heck, man?
Yeah. We were beefing and I was like, I'm not finna sit up here and wait to enjoy myself. Are you kidding me? Anyway. You watched whole seasons and didn't even invite me in knowing I would love it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Are you ready to move on?
I'm ready.
All right. So the email's written and we are told that all names are made up. So feel free to say them. These are none of the emails I read you before we started recording. My apologies.
Something new.
Okay. So my name is James. I'm a 29-year-old man. My wife is Mia. He's saying these names are made up.
Just don't even say the names.
Okay. My wife is 27 and we have been married for about 4 months now. We met in 2022 at a time where I was in the dating field streets and was dating multiple women and just enjoying being single.
Streets or straights? Streets.
He said streets. Dating streets or dating field. Okay. I don't know. At that time I was not interested in being serious with anyone because I was just, this is a man, by the way. So
shout out to the men.
That's kind of why I read the email, because I felt like...
Congratulations. Congratulations.
We don't know if we should congratulate him yet. At that time, I was not interested in being serious with anyone because I was just focused on myself and business. When we met, she made it seem like she had it all together like I did. Good job, similar values, and financial discipline. We met in July of that year and found out she was pregnant in November that same year.
July, November. Okay, cool. Got it.
I was still seeing other women at the time, but made the decision to focus on her and our soon-to-be child. She attempted to pressure me into getting married in December of that same year, mostly due to her family's requests, but I sternly refused. I had been married before and divorced and didn't want to force myself into another relationship just because of a baby. We moved in together in March 2023 after I found out she couldn't afford to pay the rent where she was living. Having your baby mama homeless is a bad look.
Bad look.
She then quit her job, telling me that it was too stressful while she was trying to develop a child.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey. What's going on here?
Yeah.
All right. Now, why are we saying that?
Because it's interesting.
Well, I watched my wife teach.
I worked a full-time job.
Up until two months before the baby came?
Even before that. I usually quit, like, not quit, but like a month before, depending on where the holiday breaks.
She'd be standing on her feet, full pregnant, teaching kids.
Back hurt.
Crazy.
All the things. I could afford to take care of us at that time with the money I made and some savings I had. And some savings, I held it down, as a man should, I guess. I'm reading it as whatever. Yeah. She is really good. She's a really good woman to me. We hardly argue. She's always encouraging me in my goals. We pray together constantly, and my family loves her. The paradise. She is literally the best mom to our daughter, and I feel like I love this woman. Here's the issue. She's directionless, unambitious, and kind of boring to have conversations with. Mm. I asked her, that's kind of, it kind of just, it is.
What like, you mean?
It just kind of went like, ooh, ah.
Wait a minute.
He said all these nice things about her, and then he just went like directionless, unambitious, and kind of boring to have conversations with. That's just like, dang, man, that hurts.
Really? You think that's bad? That's just honesty. About,
it's very honest.
I think a lot of women have the same problem.
But as a woman, no I would drive. Be hurt.
He doesn't have no drive. He doesn't have ambition. How can I get my creative husband to work? Da, 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 da. All he wants to talk about is this. That's normal, but okay. It's coming from a man's perspective. It seems like
as a woman, I would feel that and be like, "Ouch, ooh."
Yeah, yeah.
It would be like shot.
She boring.
Jeez. I asked her who she wanted to be in the future, and she had no idea what to think. Mm. I asked her what she wanted to do, and she vaguely mentioned being a nurse. When I brought up starting classes, she made a bunch of excuses, and I left it alone to avoid having an argument. She cooks and cleans around the house, but I can do this and afford for someone to come and do it weekly. I don't need a maid. I need a partner. And he put partner in all caps. I feel like I'm married to or living with a stranger. Our life is really peaceful, but I don't know. Man, so interesting.
What do you mean?
This is just so interesting. It's just so interesting. I'm just going to keep reading. Our life is really peaceful, but I don't know who she is or who she wants to be. I recently found out that we won't be getting taxes back because she hasn't been paying her taxes over the last few years and owed the IRS a lot in all caps.
A lot.
Okay. I'm used to not getting taxes back being a business owner, but I was hoping to use that money to invest into our daughter's education plan. She loves to spend money and come up with vacation ideas, but when I ask how we're supposed to pay for it, she says we can just put it on the credit card, which I'm not cool with. I know she's no dummy because she graduated college with honors, but do you?
That don't mean she's not dumb, though. No disrespect. It means a lot of dummies who got college degrees.
That's true. You're true. You're right. I'm sorry.
It means a lot of dummies that don't got college degrees, right?
Huh?
It's a lot of dummies that got
them. It's just a lot of dummies.
It's just a lot of dummies. A college degree don't mean you're not dumb.
Yeah, okay. I feel like she gets all the safety and security of having a man who will provide and protect, while I'm left to figure out how we build legacy and generational wealth. Why are you laughing, though?
Do continue.
She's made it clear and she's not interested in learning anything about that stuff and says it's the man's responsibility to create that. I've dated women who were business owners and even some who made multiple six figures. They wanted nothing but my company and good conversation. Ambition is really attractive to me. My mind sometimes drifts back to those places and I feel really guilty. Mm. I don't want to feel like I got trapped in a baby mama situation. I'm not a cheater and never will be, but I don't want to wake up years from now and just end it because I'm not happy. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. Sorry this was so long, but I would love direction on how to have a real conversation about this with her. You know what? I got mad respect for this man. I got mad respect for this man. Oh, man. Now, the issues.
Okay, let's hear it.
You know what's interesting is Amber, she's that Heritage Mom, the Heritage Mom blog on Instagram. She just recently posted, I guess people were like saying that they never see her husband, yada, yada, yada. So she was kind of, she posted a picture of her and her husband. And then in the caption, she mentioned how when they first started.
Stay. Sorry, Lily's here, guys.
She mentioned how when they first started dating, she was on the first date. She was like, I have every intention to be a stay-at-home mom. So if that's something you're good with, we can go on another date. If you're not good with that, then there's no point in us continuing this relationship. Mm-hmm. And I commented and I was like, wow, that's so interesting, because I was like, I'd really love to hear more about how you knew you just wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I went to college with women. I went to a private Christian university. And many of these women were there to find their husband. They were getting a degree kind of like just in case as a whatever. But many of them were there to find their husband. Mm. Ring by spring. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. And so for me, and then like, and I'm not throwing any whatever at this woman, but the even idea that she vaguely mentioned being a nurse, I feel like that's always kind of the, no offense to any nurses. This is like, no offense. But I feel like that is kind of the career path that a lot of women settle for sometimes. And I know that that's not settling because the nurse path is a very difficult, rigorous mm-hmm. career and education, whatever. However, I do feel like it's like one of those like, oh, I'll just be a nurse, or it's, you know, I don't know.
I don't know about
so
that.
So I feel like this woman, and then I'm not trying to say she trapped him or nothing. But the whole July to November time frame and just the way things seem to progress after the pregnancy, I'm like, oh, maybe she knew.
She was trying to
find a baby daddy and like, and someone to take care of her. And it sounds like she's not like a horrible person. According to him, she's just kind of boring and unambitious. And so my thing, what I'm trying to get at is, and this is not helpful to him in this moment, but I think for anyone in the dating field, whether you're a single male or a single woman, I think it's very important for you to be honest about what you want moving forward. Because I know that I'm in a place right now where I never imagined myself being. I never imagined myself being a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. I always imagined myself being a mom who teaches and then the kids go to the same school or they're in the same school district and, you know, all that stuff. I never imagined being a stay-at-home mom. And then I arrived here and there's things about that that I'm working through as well. But I feel like when you're in the dating process, that is a very important conversation to have. And it may change over time. It could be one of those things like, are you open to being a stay-at-home mom? Because there are some men who want to take care of their wife. And they want their wife to be home with the kids and making sure the house is clean and all the things. Mm-hmm. You know, they want a homemaker. But there are some women who are like, that ain't it for me. You know what I'm saying? So I think what this young man brings up is a very important conversation to have pre-marriage. And that's all I have to say. I have other things to say, but I'm going to let you chime in.
Well, I just want to be clear, because I don't like how you said when I arrived here, as if you did not pull up MapQuest directions, pull up here. Like you weren't, all of a sudden I'm a stay-at-home mom and now I don't know what to do.
Yes.
It was your decision.
It was a decision that I made. And I can get more into that if we want to. Yes, it is a decision
but
that
I made. But
it wasn't a decision that you forced me to make.
It wasn't a group decision. You understand? I got to make it clear.
Glenn and I still have issues surrounding me.
We ain't got no issues. We know what happened, and I'm just trying to make sure that the story is being told. Aggression. That's what that was.
No, we're getting closer.
Did you feel that? That was aggression. All that strength, that's where your rider get from.
I need to touch you.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me kiss. So, check it. So, I would say that this man. Okay, first of all, let's just learn a lesson real quick about when you have intercourse with somebody, and these are the possible outcomes, right? The decisions you can make a change.
Yes.
Right. So you have a limited amount of decisions, mm-hmm. okay? Because having a baby mama that's homeless is a bad look, right? And now you're called to care for this person. So this is the situation that we're in. So not saying there's anything wrong with where he's at. I'm just saying that for those of you that want to think about, okay, I want to live this life and I just want to be out here like loving on these shorties or whatever, you might have to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a lesson that we just got to learn, right? So as far as the situation that you're in, though, I feel like it's a beautiful problem to have, right? Because there's a flip side to what you're talking about. There's also the ambitious woman that doesn't want to cook, doesn't want to clean, don't want kids, nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which is the opposite of what you got. mm-hmm. and who's always talking about work and never talking about the emotional and never able to go deep and say, hey, like, I care about this, or all they do is talk about getting money, getting paid, and trying to up themselves. You know what I'm saying? Which, honestly, not saying this is all true for everybody else, but if there are people who are more ambitious toward corporate or ambitious toward things, it also puts them in proximity with other men who are also like that, right? Which also can be tempting for them if you're not as ambitious as these other men. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying there's another side to your coin that's kind of like, man, if I live this completely different life, yeah, I might be more attracted to the ambition, but there's a whole nother thing that comes along with that, which is a grind. However, I don't necessarily think you got a problem.
Yeah.
I think you got a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this isn't too attractive right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can say, hey, man, like, I want someone who has a little bit more ambition. But what if her lack of ambition allows you to be more ambitious? Because, you know, you got a support system and a foundation that's going to hold you down regardless of what you decide to do. And that's valuable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it means that you can run forward and move toward what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And she's going to support you because she's low maintenance. She doesn't have a lot of ambition where she's like, yeah, and after you finish doing that, hurry up and finish because I want to go drop an album.
Yeah, I think one of the things too with this situation is I'm not sure what your ambitions are, but it does sound like you're pretty responsible as far as how your money is being allocated and the financial freedom and just any pursuit of financial freedom. Mm. And I think with someone like this, it's totally okay to bring her on board with your goals and ambitions. So like if she's saying, oh, let's charge, you know, this vacation to a credit card, I think it's totally appropriate for you to be like, hey, that's not something that I am, you know, akin to, because I feel like we shouldn't be going into debt to go on vacation. This is how I can see us being able to afford that vacation. And then like working together to kind of develop a plan. If she's someone who frequents Starbucks or eats out a lot or something, maybe you guys spend 1 month where you're just not eating out and you're just doing groceries or something. You know what I mean? But like, I think it's okay for you to bring her into the fold a little bit so that you guys can become ambitious together about what you want for your family. Like, let her know what is your vision for your family, for her, for you guys together, for the children that you have and may possibly have in the future, for what it looks like when you retire. Like, what kind of lifestyle do you guys want? What are you working toward? And I think that, I don't know, I feel like when Glenn brings me in a lot of the times and we are on the same page, and sometimes he has to remind me of what the goals are and things like that. But I think when we have an aligned vision for our future, it makes it easier to like go shoulder to shoulder and work these things out, if that makes sense. And you might find that she gets more like energized knowing where you guys are headed together. Because I do think that sometimes when you are pursuing your own things, it creates distance between the two people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're blessed. You know what I'm saying? I think you're blessed with someone who, you know, can allow you to do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? But I think that the hard part where you're saying, hey, man, like, communication is difficult. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that I understand. And I would say that that's going to take some work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might have to become interested in things that she's interested in order to have conversations and parallel it to other things, you know.
You guys can start a book club together. Like, if there's a book, maybe she chooses a book and then you choose a book, and then you guys have, you know, something that you know you both are taking in together. You guys can listen to podcasts together when you're in the car and then strike up conversations based on that. Like, there are ways to make conversations more interesting.
And I think the depth of our conversation has increased since we started this podcast.
Mm.
Would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talked before, but now we're able to, like, talk in depth.
I think it also has to do with therapy, but yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You said something, and I kind of wanted to address this because Glenn and I have recently had a conversation about safety and security and feeling safe and secure. And so you said, I feel like she gets all the safety and security of having a man who will provide and protect. And so for me, I think the conversation I'm curious to hear men have is like, what does it look like for you guys to have safety and security?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there's emotional safety and security. There's financial safety and security. There's physical safety and security. Maybe there's even like mental. Well, there's definitely mental
mm-hmm.
safety and security. But when a man says something like that, what is the expectation? Because for me, I'm like, okay, from what I am in our current situation in which it's like, okay, we got to figure out ways to make income. I'm kind of like, okay, do whatever you need to do. I'm here to support you and help you and do my part. But like my means of doing that is giving you the space and time to be able to do and create and think and cast vision. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-mm. But go ahead.
You don't know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you mean.
What I mean is like in the past for our personal situation, it's like, hey, I need you home. Like, why aren't you home? Da, 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 da. And so for me, a part of like allowing, because I realize that for you, you feel like if you're not working, money's not being made. Is that an inaccurate statement? Say, well, what is it?
Well,
for you?
It's not that if, you know, the way we've set up the company, the way we set up this business is that our time is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we are not in the top of the mind of the advertisers mm-hmm. and the companies that need to promote whatever product,
mm-hmm.
then we will not be chosen to promote the product. Means we won't have a competitive dollar amount that we make.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for me to stay top of mind, we have to be putting out a certain amount of content that keeps us top of mind.
Okay.
Right? And then once we do all that and we earn that spot, then we can trade our time and our likeness for money.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the consistency in putting the content out, and then, okay, now that we put the content out and we're making money off all these different streams, then the opportunity comes for the brand, then that's a whole nother lift that we got to do, and we have to have enthusiasm toward that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to rally the troops. But it's not that if I'm not working, I'm not making money. I don't feel like that. It's just that it's a lot to work on. Like there's like four or five different IPs that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? How Married Are You? Frank Puppet, Belief in Fatherhood, Belief in Music, Yvette. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all these different things that we are trying to make happen. You know what I mean? And you smile when I said Yvette because you don't feel like I work on it. But even the systems that we create with Belief in Fatherhood has benefited Yvette on many different platforms. So
I just felt like you tossed that in there as like a.
No, no.
No, but what I'm saying is.
You're talking about safety?
I'm saying by giving you. Like by not being so whatever about you not necessarily being home at a decent hour or whatever, in my mind it's like, okay, I'm leaving him alone so he can do what he needs to do in order to produce the outcome that he needs to produce.
For who?
For our family.
Right. I don't know if that makes me feel safe.
Mm.
It makes me feel like I can provide for my family, which gives the family security, which creates a level of trust between us.
Hmm.
Because what you're telling me by saying, hey, like, it's not, hey, I need you home. It's like, you want to work all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's an accusation that I don't want to be home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so if you know that my work is producing fruit, then I think you would trust me when I'm about away with my time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a different thing we're talking about. That's like trust and security and provision or whatever. I think that's the right word. I don't know. But it's like I'm trying to provide for the family, right? And it's going to take time to do that
mm-hmm.
based on we don't have traditional jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a creative avenue that we have taken, and we make money off of creativity, right? So if we make money off of creativity, you're going to have to be creative about how you make the money as well. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot that goes into it. Like I remember we were talking to a couple recently, and he was talking about, hey, I'm not just out there messing around building this thing. I'm gonna have to learn and mm-hmm. then figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So even while I'm like, okay, how do I make this course, or how do we get products to sell? Or how do we tell this story well? Like that's just it's like I'm in school, and then right after I take a class, I have to do surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the product goes out missing, like with a sponge in it. You know what I'm saying? In the body. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about as far as safety is I know what makes me feel safe. You know what I'm saying? You know, consistent intimacy, food, you know, makes me feel provided for. And then my wife's contentment makes me feel like I'm enough. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My children, I can adjust. You know, you're always asking me to do stuff. Yeah, and I'm going to keep doing that because that's what you're here for. You ask me to do stuff all the time. I can't ask you to do nothing. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? My children, I can adjust. My wife, I can't adjust. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about safety, I'm like, you know, certain things won't allow me to keep you safe if we don't put up boundaries. Because if we allow infestation, if we keep the door open, lizards are going to get in, birds are going to get in, all these things. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, keep the door closed, mm-hmm. right? And you want me to, and then if I got to come home whenever there's an insect in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, that's going to be a problem. Like, then I'm not able to be productive. So in order to keep us safe, and for me to feel safe, I need to feel like you guys are implementing the things that we have to keep us safe.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Got it.
So that's a different conversation than I think he's talking about. I think he's saying that, man, I feel like she gets all the safety and security of having a man who will provide and protect while I'm left to figure out how we build legacy and generational wealth. Mm-hmm. And that is a privilege that you have. She gets to feel safe and secure, and you get to build generational wealth and legacy. That seems like an even exchange to me.
Does it?
Well, he's treating it like it's a burden.
It seems like he wants help. He says, while I'm left to figure out how we build legacy and generational wealth.
And I think that we have kind of consumed enough content in this certain social thing where you see two people working together and you think that that's how it's supposed to go. When you can go get a business partner, you can get a mentor, you can go join a mastermind, you can do a lot of different things in order to build generational wealth. It doesn't have to just be on you, and your partner isn't necessarily the person that is supposed to be grinding with you in that feat. She could just be making sure all your meals are made so that you can go link up and have the right conversation, or giving you the space and time to go to the gym, or giving you the time to go to the therapy and heal the childhood trauma. That's enough, Uzi. Uzi. Sure. I feel like that what he's saying is like he wants like that Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Like he wants that. We work together and we do the same thing and we're working hard.
And we're willing to kill people for
right.
it.
Or he wants more of what he doesn't have. He just wants her to give 10%, which I think is okay if he asks for that.
But what does that look like?
Well, that's what I'm saying. When I needed your help and I couldn't tell you how I needed your help, you were like, I'm like, well, what can you do? Do something. Help me. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And what did you say? I can do shirts.
Yeah.
I can figure this out. I can do it. And you figured it out. But I had to scream from the top of my lungs, hey, I need your help. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And we figured it out. But I think that what he needs to say is, like, I think what I could have done a better job of in that season is making it very clear. We need a lot. We need an income stream that I do not have to do. And here are the different things that people have done. They've done colognes. They've done this. They've done shirts. They've done XYZ. Mm-hmm. And then you could say, okay, well, I think I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, and then that's how it goes. But in order to, obviously, if she doesn't have vision, she's not going to be able to figure out how to help you. So you're going to have to give her the play and say, hey, thank you so much for washing my clothes and keeping the house clean and making my food. What I really like you to do, too, is manage my schedule when I get off of work so I can do XYZ and make sure I'm managing my time well. You know what I'm saying? And that could be something she'd be like, absolutely, that's easy.
And in that respect, send her to Unplugged.
Yeah.
I mean, like, give her moments to rest. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, just because it may seem to you that she's ambitious-less. Is that a word? I don't know. It's a word now.
Ooh. Lacking ambition.
Just because it may seem like she's lacking ambition, it doesn't mean that she is. I think there are a lot of moms who are doing an excellent job in their mothering. They are ambitious at raising. Oh my goodness, Uzi, we might need to pour. No, they are ambitious in raising like really solid kids to be humans. Why did you do that?
I'm laughing at Uzi. He's playing with the bag.
I think we should put it in a bowl.
We're almost done
for him. Okay. You know what I mean? I feel like ambition can look different on different people, and I think that I've been guilty myself of. I feel like there are, I don't even know if I should say this. I might get canceled. Mm. But yeah, just extend a little bit more grace. And I think, because your question, I think, is like, how can you have the conversation?
We addressed it. Because I think you need to tell her what you want. Because sometimes it's like, Yvette be like, just tell me what you want me to do.
Yeah.
Just tell me what you want me to do. I'm like, you want me to tell you like exactly?
And I'm like,
I feel like I'm controlling you. No, just tell me exactly what you want me to do. All right, don't do this. I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah. Because for me, it's like, at least let me know what it is you're asking me, and then I can tell you what I can do and to the degree that I can do it. Mm-hmm. But for me, if you want me to guess what it is that you want, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. And the same is true. Like, we as women do that to the men. I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Be like, he should just know. Mm-hmm. Like, just know. Da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then he don't know.
Mm-hmm. Just like the conversation we had last week about the dishwasher. You know, about how black people never use it. And all of a sudden you started using it without giving us an orientation. And we supposed to know. But I do want to say something.
Okay.
Because she also is a victim of her environment. Mm. And she probably don't got no friends who are ambitious. Mm. And she ain't grow up around them people. So you might have to, like, I was telling Yvette, like, I'm not saying you got to get new friends. But you're going to have to get some people who think different. Mm-hmm. Because it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. It was like for a while I was like, oh, it's not that I need different people like all together. I need people who think like me or better than me. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't be hanging around a bunch of people and they're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has to be normal to somebody. Otherwise, I'm not going to grow. So I got to grow the people I'm around. So if you want her to change in a certain way, you might have to give her the opportunity to kick it with some people that are different. Meet a new couple. Hang out with somebody who's a little bit more ambitious, you know what I'm saying? Or who has a side hustle or whatever, you know? But she might just want to be this, bro.
Yeah.
She might not want to do all that. It's tiring.
And I think, too, and this has been a thought that's been lingering in my head for so long. Mm. But I think social media will have us experiencing a type of FOMO that has us.
Sorry. Go.
Why are you going on social media?
I just got
right
a
now?
Notification. I just was checking the notification.
I think that social media will have us experiencing a type of FOMO that has us desiring things we actually don't want. And so there's so many people on social media right now who have a grind. They're selling a product. They're selling a course. They're selling a lifestyle. They're selling this. They're selling that. They're working hard. They're doing their thing. And it may seem attractive and sexy on social media, but let us be the first to tell you that there is nothing sexy about it. It is very hard work that I don't even know. So I do have a slight concern that what you're seeing in other places or what you've experienced, you're wanting for her, and then it may have her pursue something that she doesn't actually want for herself. And so I think that the conversation just needs to be an honest one about, like, really, this is where I'm headed. This is where we're headed. How do you see yourself in this picture, I guess, is what I would say. But yeah.
I would have loved for him to have not, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to know what he was getting before he had that life kind of chosen for him, but made that decision. Mm-hmm. And now this is where he's left, and he's obviously not content.
Yeah.
You know, so. All right. How married are you, Yvette?
I took notes this week. So don't look at my notes. Oh, I already know one off the top of my head. We work in an office building. We have an office building. And we have a little dinette area. And I noticed every time I came into the office, which is not very often. Actually, it's been often lately. It's not very often that every time the sink is more and more full of dishes.
My dishes.
His dishes. Dishes I be missing at home. And it's like he puts them in the dish. You know how people be putting dishes in the sink to soak with no intention of actually washing them? I saw those dishes piling up and I was like, you know what? Let me just take these home. So I piled those dishes up into the little lunch bag and I went home. And not only did I bring them home and not only did I clean the little sink area, but I went home and took those dishes and put them into the dishwasher immediately to wash them. And now you have a bunch of meal prep dishes available for you to meal prep.
Thank you. That was very good. That was everything you did. It was great.
How married are you, Mi Amor?
But let me just say this. Okay. You bring up the dishwasher so much. I feel like
needs to sponsor me.
Every person has like a vehicle that, like, all of a sudden, you know, every superhero has a vehicle. You would drive a dishwasher. Open it up, hop in it, and it just flies away.
You know, I used to be anti-dishwasher. I used to be the person that just dried dishes in the dishwasher. But when you have so many kids and so many dishes, it's like that thing is a time saver.
Yeah, because we use it like 3 times a day.
We use it 3 times a day, at least 2. Mm-hmm. So, anywho, yes, the dishwasher is my my secret weapon to getting through life as a mother of 4 and wife and person. Mm-hmm. How married are you?
I'm so married that we had invited people over to the house a couple weeks ago, and they came this week. And Yvette didn't tell me that she had no interest in cooking at all. Like, she had no idea. She knew we were going to feed them, but I think she was setting me up. So much so that she was just like, you know, you should make some guacamole. Get some guacamole. You should make some avocados and make some guacamole from scratch.
It's sexier when you do it from scratch.
It's crazy because
the guacamole. And he makes really good guacamole.
Yeah.
Ask anyone.
So I made the guacamole per her request. And I don't even know if it went with the meal. We had broccoli.
No, I just wanted something.
Fried rice.
You know, an appetizer. It was
broccoli,
an appetizer.
Fried rice, salmon, and guacamole and chips.
No, the chips and guac were supposed to be for while you were cooking the rest of the meal.
I had no idea, but she had it set up already
in her
mind. I
didn't. It was not a
you
setup.
You knew it was an appetizer. I didn't even know it was an appetizer.
Well, duh.
I was like, what am I doing? I'm like, are we just eating guacamole?
No, the guacamole was supposed to be like an appetizer. Mm. When they arrive, I knew they had a long drive, So they should have something right away when they got there that they can kind of dip and eat.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was nice. And then, yeah. So.
Wait, but is that how married you are? That's like
that meat? I made guacamole per your request.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That was your, how married are you?
Oh. But I also, like, I made the meal for her. It was like a leftover meal for her. Like, I made extra for her to eat, you know?
Oh, you did. Okay. There. That's a good one. That's a good how married are you.
Okay.
All right. And that's just how married we are.